Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
History records great religious leaders who founded great religions and inspired multitude of followers. But only Christ, the founder of our religion of Christianity, lived. Only Christ died, and only Christ rose again and showed himself after the resurrection. Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Hare Krishna, Dalai Lama, Joseph Smith, and all others I could name have not only died, they stayed dead. Doug and them sing that wonderful song about I go by the tomb of Buddha and Muhammad. And by the way, does Muhammad, he don't really have a tomb, Doug. I don't think he does. I looked that up a while back because they said he ascended. We went to, when we were there, had the privilege of going to Temple Mount years ago. And there's a mosque of Omar. And then across is that other mosque where you go in there, and this was years ago, I don't know if they do this and let you do that anymore. You go in there, and there's actually a big old rock that you ascend down the stairs, and you put your hand on two places on that. It's a big old, not even, it's a big old, huge, bigger than it's huge. And it's supposedly it's the imprints of the feet of Muhammad when he ascended to heaven. And you put your hand on there, and they have some kind of smell and incense and all in that. And you take it, oh, it smells pretty good. It's whatever what they do with that rock and all. But anyway, so I don't think they have a tomb if he ascended. I don't know. But anyway, the whole story, I'm not an authority in that. I just know I went, what do you call that place? Mosque of Omar, and the other one is the Dome of the Rock. Is that it? Yeah, Dome. Makes sense. Of the Rock, okay? But anyway, so but all these great leaders, they've it made me think when I was writing down some notes. A fellow who, his name was Cyrus Teed, T-E-E-D, he began a cult group. They named it the Khorasan Unity. And he moved, he was from up north somewhere, and he in the late 1800s and then the early 1900s, and he moved that whole commune to Estero near Fort Myers, and today there's a state park there. I-75 splits where that, they had a couple hundred acres. And I-75 came through there and they divided the that property up, but the state park's still there. It's called Estero, I wrote it down somewhere, something Estero State Park. It's where that commune existed, and I would encourage anybody, if you'd like to go, it's just a couple hour drive. Great history there. The houses are still there that he lived in, other things that were there. But he declared himself to be the Messiah. And people followed him, sold everything they had, and went down there. And he said that, because it's there, Estero in the Gulf of Mexico, and that river that came, there's a river that flows through there. He said that is the river of life. And he set up his little throne, if you will. And by the way, come to find out, he wouldn't let nobody marry, but boy, did he have women. And not only that, he had little girls. Come later, you find out about this man. And I was telling somebody this morning, who was telling me about that fella this morning, about that preacher? Dale. I'm amazed at how gullible people are. Follow so-called men of God and give them their money, and they live in mansions. They live just, people are so gullible. And here these people sold everything they had and went to Estero. Matter of fact, have you heard of David Koresh? I call him the wacko from Waco. Burn up all those people. He got that name Koresh from these people. The Koreshian Unity, it was a cult. And he and Cyrus Teed declared himself to be Messiah. Well, he formed the New Jerusalem there. But something strange happened. He died in 1908, 3 days before Christmas. And the community believed, because he had said, that if he did die, that he was coming back to life. So all the people, literally, they put a 24-hour wake. They kept him laid in. They put him, they called it like a bathtub. They didn't bury him because he's going to rise again. They didn't have him on bed. I don't know why they put him in a bathtub. I don't know. That's just what they did. Put him in that tub. 24 hours a day, people were standing there. I guess they took shifts because he's going to resurrect from the dead because he's the Messiah. Well, the story goes, the health department came in and they heard about this, and maybe that's why they put him in the bathtub, because things happen, you know, body fluids and all, evidently. I don't know, I wasn't there. But the health department came and said, you got to get him out of here. And they built a monument, a mausoleum, there, what they say, there on the at the Gulf of Mexico, you know, where Estera and the water river runs out into the Gulf. They put a big old, his grave, a mausoleum above ground. And a storm came through a few years later, one of these great storms, and took it out, and Lord knows. The reason I said all that, a lot of great leaders have said that they're going to rise again, but there's only one, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me finish that story. One by one, the followers left the compound dejected because their Messiah had not resurrected. And there's that note I had in here. David Koresh, the wacko from Waco, took his name from this cult, who he also said he was the Messiah. Well, only Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again. And only Jesus Christ is coming again. He's alive forevermore. Then when we get into verse number 1, 1 Corinthians number 15, he writes these words, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Now again, Paul has been writing over the past chapters we've looked about questions that Paul answered. Remember, church at Corinth wrote Paul a letter. And they had some questions. Paul, and you remember some of them, "Paul, what do I do about these meat offered to idols? Paul, what do we do about my spouse? I'm a believer, he or she's an unbeliever." Remember, Paul addressed all these things, you know, the meat offered to idols and about the marriage situation, divorce, remarriage, all that, he addressed that. And obviously he's addressing some concerns here in 1 Corinthians 15, because later we're going to get into this about some of them were coming into the church saying that Christ was not resurrected. And he said, how can some of you say that Christ isn't resurrected from the dead? Because if he's not resurrected, our preaching is vain. He writes all this. He said, yeah, and he even says, I'm a liar. These people are liars that said they've seen the risen Savior. So there were some thoughts in the church at Corinth, because false teachers, others had come in, even questioned being raised. What, did he really rise? Because what about our resurrection? There was a question about their resurrection now, because you remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they were all messed up on the resurrection, things of that nature, and it was starting to influence this church here and all the false teaching. So Paul's answering these questions, and so he goes from those other previous things he talked about. Remember spiritual gifts? Just finished that. Now he wants to talk about the resurrection. And he begins that with the gospel, the most important message declared in all of Scripture. And the most important message declared to mankind is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of all the great messages in the Bible, all the great thoughts and all the great stories, the greatest message in all of God's Word is the gospel. It's the good news. And thought about this as I was preparing some notes. It's only good news to those that if it gets there in time. It's only good news if it arrives in time. And that's why we have missionaries. That's why we have radio. That's why we have internet ministries that reaches around the world, so that the good news could reach those who never heard.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.